Apollo Control, Houston here, 147 hours, 49 minutes since liftoff. Now all three swimmers from helicopter number three are in the water, and they are clearly visible to the helicopter. They're working to affix the flotation collar, still an added measure of flotation insurance around the blunt end of the spacecraft. And immediately they'll inflate the Mae West type device. And that's our situation. Apollo Control, Houston here. In the last few minutes, we've deciphered from one relayed communication from Jim Lovell that he could see the swimmers working around the spacecraft. We've had confirmation now that the inflation collar is fully inflated and secured. And we've had some queries regarding our splash point. Our best estimate is the aiming point. We have no reason to, we know that it was 5,000 yards away from the Yorktown. The Yorktown was very, very close to the aiming point, which was 165 degrees north. I say again, 165 degrees north. Correction, 165 degrees west and 8 degrees 8 minutes north. The collar fully inflated. We still have no word as to when we might expect to see the crew open that hatch and come out and take a breath of Earth air. This is Apollo Control, Houston. And this is Apollo Control, Houston. We've just been advised that the swimmers are standing on the inflation collar, awaiting the crew's pleasure. And we still have no estimate as to when the crew will emerge. But it's our guess that that'll come just any minute right now. Now the swimmers are going through additional precautions to ensure that the inflation collar is very securely fastened to the spacecraft. Our lapse time clock shows 148 hours. Just keep the line open for some word on that hatch opening. Apollo Control here. We've just been advised that Recovery 3 is preparing to drop a large life raft. The collar's been inspected, and just any moment we expect to see two life rafts now have been dropped. Two life rafts, and this probably signals a hatch opening just any moment. and this is Apollo Control Houston. Our extraordinary communication coincidences continue. The swimmers advise us that they cannot talk to the crew via an interphone, which is a hardline interphone connection, but they can talk to the crew from little hand radios. Still no word yet as to when that hatch is going to open, but we're getting our first look at it here in this control center in color television, which is an addition for this first flight. Both a camera, a color camera, and color monitors. And there's been some discussion that if that ship doesn't stop pitching and rolling, we may have some seasickness cases here. This is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Now, we've been advised that the recovery plan will be thusly. The crew will exit the spacecraft, get into a life raft, and then the hatch will be secured before we begin any spacecraft pickup or any pilot pickup. I thought I copied. Stand by just one moment. Yeah, I'm sorry, no time estimate just yet as to when we can expect these events, but with the light situation out there, we may be able to see them. They're estimating 1,500 yards now from the spacecraft. We'll continue to monitor here. This is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston. We've just been advised that the hatch of Apollo 8, the hatch is now open. Just any moment we should have some reports on exiting crew members. At 11:04 Houston time, we received the report the hatch was open. And even though and now we're getting the first astronaut who's not identified, but by anything more than the first astronaut is now exiting the spacecraft. He's now getting in a life raft. And now a second astronaut is leaving the spacecraft. And if we're following military tradition, the next astronaut should be Frank Borman. Although since he's Air Force, he may not follow the Navy tradition of the captain of the ship leaving at last. Now the second astronaut is sitting in the life raft. And now recovery advises the third astronaut final, and of course there are the usual jokes about, and now the fourth astronaut. But we've succeeded in suppressing the recovery room from advising us on any additional astronauts. All three astronauts are in the life raft. The swimmers are positioned on the collar around the spacecraft. They're preparing to close and seal the hatch for the pickup. It will come perhaps an hour from now. And the order of the pilots leaving the command module was exactly opposite that I intimated. Borman left first. The second, I believe, let's check it. Lovell, second. Lovell went second. And the junior member of the crew, Bill Anders, was last to leave. And now we've had a third change on it. We're told that Jim Lovell may have been the first to leave the spacecraft. That makes good sense. Since he was in the center couch, and it's entirely possible that he would leave first in order to let the other two out. And this is Apollo Control, Houston. We have learned within the last couple of minutes that the crew has transferred to a new life raft. For what reason, we don't know. But we do know they're in a second life raft now, and the recovery helicopter is maneuvering to begin the pickup operation. On our recovery board here, we see a message from Admiral McManus, which reads, "Please convey to our NASA friends my congratulations re this magnificent achievement. This reflected glory has permitted all of us to stand taller in today's world. Epic, historic, amazing, fantastic, heartwarming." And the next word I can't make out, unbelievable, until it happened, hyphen, magnificent. It's signed Admiral McManus and staff, who is the commander of the task force charged with this recovery effort. And we are advised that the first astronaut is in the helicopter. No more identification than that, just first astronaut in a helicopter. Now the line is going down for the second astronaut. And the line is dangling and awaiting a pickup of the second man. Second astronaut's on his way up. Second astronaut in the sling and on his way. And now we have it confirmed that the second astronaut is in the recovery helicopter. And the line is going down for the third astronaut. Earlier we had given a position of the carrier only 1,500 yards from the scene. That was incorrect. It should be corrected. The position at that time was 3,500 yards from the scene, and the carrier is making its swing now preparatory to spacecraft pickup. All right, the third astronaut is in the sling and is being brought up into the helicopter. And the third astronaut steps into the helo at 11:14 Houston time. The helicopter pilot confirms that the helo door has been secured. All three men are aboard, and they are preparing to embark on a short flight to the Yorktown. And as we can see on our television monitors, the helicopter is now proceeding toward the Yorktown. And from the deck of the Yorktown, we learn that the helicopters have been advised the wind is from 355 degrees, and it's blowing at 20 knots. And this is Apollo Control here. Recovery 3 has been given permission to land first. Recovery 3 is bearing the pilots, we believe. And we hear Recovery 2 being instructed to return to the helo at this time. Brisk, windy situation out there. Navy helicopter number 66 prepares to touch down on the deck of the Yorktown. And touchdown at 20 minutes after the hour, 11:20 Central Standard Time. For those reporters not looking at a television monitor, the engines are being shut down now. Two crew members have moved out to block them. Block the wheels.
Yeah.
And the television camera shifts to the door.